I have very few words to offer to you tonight. There's not much to add to what we've seen, what we've witnessed, and what we've all personally experienced tonight in Christ's voluntary passion, going willingly to the cross, not fighting when guards come to him. And what I want to focus on is how willingly he endured this. We hear in the ninth gospel of tonight, in the gospel according to St. John, that after Christ tastes of the vinegar, he first bows his head and then gives up his spirit. The word for gives up, hands over, is the same word that is used of Judas when he hands over Christ. That he literally, Christ on the cross, hands over his spirit. He takes something that was his and willingly gives it. But more importantly than just this word is the series of events in how Christ died. Our spirit is that which animates us. It's that which takes our flesh, this matter, and gives it life. Our spirit, united to our body, is what makes us human beings. And our spirit is the vivifying force behind matter. Matter without a spirit is dead, lifeless. But matter with a spirit, united to a spirit, is alive and living. Our spirit, united to our body, is what makes us alive. And so when our spirit leaves, any life, any power, any energy that exists in our physical being departs with it. So as our spirit leaves us, our strength, control of our muscles, and any action goes away. So one would expect that as Christ died on the cross, as he handed over his spirit, that his head would then fall. That's not what John tells us. John tells us after he drinks and he says it is finished, he bows his head and gives up his spirit. What John is telling us is not that Christ lost his spirit and then lost control of his body and dropped his head. What John is telling us instead is that our Lord, as he prayed in Gethsemane, as he taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, in his very last act on this earth before his resurrection, submitted to the will of God. And he did so by bowing his head and then handing over his spirit. So that even in death, he is in control. Even in death, he is living the will of God. As he prayed in Gethsemane, he said, "Not my will be done, but your will be done," speaking of his Father. And he teaches all of us to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We are all taught this prayer from Christ, and he lives this prayer in the bowing of his head, in the submitting of himself willingly to death, and by doing so, by participating in death willingly, he takes away any power that death has over him and thereby over all of us. And this was the will of God, that man should submit to God, that man should embrace death and thereby conquer it. To conquer it through stealth, to conquer it through obedience to his will, and not to conquer it with weapons, with fighting, with resistance, but to embrace it, and by embracing it, to take away its power. Oftentimes in the world, words, acts, and images of discrimination are then taken on by the discriminated group, made new, given power by them owning those terms, those images, and those discriminations. It is the same here tonight with Christ, who takes on death willingly, who bows his head in obedience and hands over his spirit, and by doing so, reclaims death no longer as a finite thing, but as something that opens to us the gates to paradise. Thank you all for coming and for witnessing and experiencing this service tonight. At least twice that I can think of off the top of my head, St. Paul says, if we have died with Christ, then surely we will live with Christ. Father Kuzmas and I were talking tonight about how this week is an experience of everything that Christ experienced. And you have come, as I said on Palm Sunday, you are blessed. For you have come, and tonight you have walked with Christ to his crucifixion. And by being present here, you have died with him and will accompany him tomorrow into Hades and on Saturday and Saturday evening and into Sunday, follow him again out of Hades and into resurrected life. God bless you for making this journey, for dying tonight with Christ, so that you may live again with him on Pascha Sunday.